Merry Christmas, one and all. This is part one of what turned out to be a two-parter. The sound does go at the end, but I still think it's... I still think you can hear it. But, yeah, let's start this off with the cheesy jingle.
Tidbits. All right, chums, this is quite an interesting record today because it is absolutely torrential. I was debating whether to come out or not, but I mean, it was either this or do it in the dark later, and there was a different vibe at night, so I thought I'd come and put up with it. And I found a little sort of clearing in the woods that's... Well, it's the opposite of a clearing. It's sort of really covered over. It's quite cool in here. So, yeah. I mean, to the layman, the Jens layman, hopefully this rainfall is sort of sounding a bit like a roaring fire or something. But, yeah, how to start off. Used a bit of pull at the beginning. I hope you enjoyed that. Because, McCartney 3 came out today. I was there. That was me. Up clicking refresh, waiting for it to appear on Spotify, and I think that's the modern equivalent of sort of queuing outside of a shop, isn't it? I haven't been excited about a release sort of like that in absolutely ages. And recently the trend is to just drop out albums out of nowhere, isn't it? But this one had a nice build, and call me old school, but I like the anticipation. So, but I guess he can do that because he's got the best sort of team around him, hasn't he? But most people try and tease out an album. Shit gets leaked faster than a Welsh soup. But heard the whole thing sort of early this morning, and then just giving it another spin, and the guy is certified bloody brilliant. But, don't need me to tell you that. 78 as well. Well, unless you believe that he's already dead, of course. He died in a car crash, man. He's, why has he got his back turned in the back of Sergeant Pepper's, man? Why has he got no shoes on Abbey Road, man? Man. Kids love conspiracies now, man. Go give that one a little whirl. Oh yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. That's right, folks. Noel. This is the Christmas special. But Merry Christmas. I feel quite good today. Straight up top, sorry about the last one. I was hungover and sad, and I don't know why I put it out there, to be fair, but there you go. Nice to have a bit of a range. But yeah, there's going to be some all right ones, and then some shit ones. That's just how this thing's got to go, isn't it? But at least there's that sort of one recurring theme that's emerged, like apologize for the previous one and then press on to say more things that will need to be corrected or apologized for in the next one. Tidbits pod, rinse, repeat. It's my mate Joe, actually friend of the show, Joe. Hello, Joe. Sent a thing saying, "Why do people start podcasts instead of going to therapy?" That is a very good point. Like, does that get asked about other things? Like when Taylor Swift or Adele or someone has a breakup and they write an album about it. Like, do people ask, yeah, why are these people sort of released albums instead of going to therapy? But yeah, what I'm trying to say is maybe that's what I am. Maybe I'm the Taylor Swift of podcasting. It's without the breakups, of course, just prone to hungover sadness. That's nice. But yeah, who's that stand-up that does that bit about therapy? Like, he goes, it's like, my therapist says that all my problems stem back to an unhealthy relationship with my mother. Then he goes, like, what's that sexy bitch got to do with anything? Oh, it's phenomenal. But Julian Dean, that's him. Look him up. But yeah, anyway, it's bloody Christmas, isn't it? Like, this is the Christmas bonanza. Welcome aboard. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have you ever actually sat down and listened to that song? Like, starts off all nice, wishing a Merry Christmas, good things to you and your kin, glad tidings. Some people say glad tidings. But then they start sort of making demands. Now bring us some figgy pudding, bring us some figgy pudding, bring. It's like, no, you pricks, like, get the fuck off my doorstep and I stop sponging off my figgy pudding every year. Like, who told you I had figgy pudding anyway? It's probably the guy's own fault for breaking about 3 of the 10 crack commandments. Don't put figgy pudding where you sleep at. But yeah, if you mouth off about town saying you've got figgy pudding, then who do you expect to come knocking? But no, we won't go until we got some. No, we won't go. I mean, it's just getting threatening by that point, isn't it? That's when the gats come out and shit gets serious. But yeah, what happens to all the good and glad tidings, you slags? Yeah, take the figgy pudding and don't come around here again next Christmas. Actually, yeah, anyone fancy making that into a little drama? A little doorstep drama? Fancy Noel Clark, Stephen Graham could play me. Hit me up, guys. But yeah, I saw a really good tweet the other day. I've got an Eton-themed advent calendar. It's like any other advent calendar, apart from all of the doors are open by my father's contacts. lovely stuff. But Ivo Graham, yeah, get him in your life as well if you don't already know him. But like, I got another thing. Like, this came up. Like, someone messaged me. And he said, let me sort of find this. No, okay, but it was essentially saying, like, yeah, they didn't believe I got attacked by a dog a few episodes back. But, yeah, of course it wasn't a full-on attack, you dummy. Like, or I'd have been in hospital, wouldn't I, or whatever. But, fucking Ras Clark. But, yeah, it's just funny to say it was an attack, isn't it? Like, in reality, it was just... The dog just kind of ran over and jumped up on me a bit, and the owners weren't helping, so I got a bit flustered. That's the that's the dog attack.
Oh, you're full of shit, Tipo. Yeah, you're full of shit. But,
that's just how I read it, no matter what the accent. Let's just read it. But I get that quite a lot, actually. Like, people don't understand a joke or a little sort of turn of phrase or something, and then they just go through the rest of their lives thinking that I've just barefaced lied to them. So yeah, so many times I'll try a shitty joke and it won't land, and then yeah, like from that moment on, like, that person just thinks I'm full of shit. So, well, which I am, but like, I remember yeah, it was one time, like, oh god, yeah, it was at work, and I robbed a Tim Vine joke. And I said, I used to have a job as the guy that helps people with one, like people that have only got one hand when they're typing. I help them to do capital letters. Yeah, shift work. But but instead of laughing, like they just go,
"When was that? When was that? No, you never. When was that?"
But I mean, then at that point you just got to double down, haven't you? Like, yep, I was a pretty shifty character.
You're full of shit. You're full of shit, Tipple. Yeah.
Oh my God! Listen to that wind. Wow. Yeah, this is mental. But yeah, like my jokes aren't always that clear, to be fair, so whatever. But I still prefer that to when people go, "I don't get it. I don't get it, mate. I just don't get it." Like you sort of owe them something. I mean, if ever you feel yourself wanting to say, "I don't get it," you got to hold back. Like the moment you said that to the other person, like they're going to think you're a dummy.
"I don't get it."
But so here's what to do. Like if you don't get a joke, like the only way forward, the only healthy way forward is to laugh politely, and then you make a little note on your telephone, and then you go and look it up for yourself later. Bring yourself up to speed. It's oh God, now of course the funny sort of comment on this is going to be people going,
I don't get it.
But yeah, fair enough, I brought that on myself. But yeah, imagine going through life with like just no sense of humour, kind of. Oh my God. Wow. Okay, I thought something was dive bombing, but yeah, this is getting ridiculous. But yeah, like, oh, what was I saying? Oh yeah, people going through life with no sense of humour. Like all you're doing is talking to people for information and shit. Like going into every single conversation, like, right, what's in this for me? What information do I have that I need to go forward in my life? Hello, yes, hello. Fucking crazy, but yeah. Ooh! Right, let me. Yeah, a bunch of bloody robots, man. What the? Right, this is. This is getting to the stage where I'm not sure what to do because I can't leave the woods. But oh God, have you guys seen the video of DMX singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? That's it's probably from about 10 years ago, but it surfaced again on my YouTube algorithm, always on point. And yeah, I probably get it just before Christmas every year, and then probably a couple of times through the year. But yeah, one of the best things going, like he's just on some random little radio station. Like it sort of looks like student radio or, you know, something like that. And the lady goes, could you just sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for us? I've printed you out the lyrics. And immediately like he bats the sort of paper out of her hand and like, like well confident, like, I know the lyrics. And then he just throws it down perfectly, like all the reindeer names, like doing his own backing beat on the table. Like, it's wicked. Like, how did that situation come about? Like, has anyone got the link for the whole show? Like, I want the context. Or did he just get sort of accosted in the hallway after? But but yeah, then he's like, come out, forever. Oh man, Christmas magic, that cannot be beaten. But yeah, what a fucking legend. There's videos of him on one of those fairground slingshot rides as well. Like one of them, he's on with his daughter and he's trying to look hard, you know, so she feels better. And then the next one's him with his boy and he nearly loses his chain. Oh man, they are also on heavy rotation, so nothing more Christmassy than DMX in a fairground. But yeah, I think now the only way forward is to get back on the horse and tell another travel story, I think, after the last one. So, like the southern part of Ireland, I am doubling down. So yeah, as much as I'm sort of conscious that talking about travel makes me sound a bit like a wanker, I mean, I was away for years, so it's hard not to talk about that, really. I mean, but
yeah, this story, a couple of people might have already heard. It's the first travel blog thing that I ever wrote. Like, I wrote it in 2016, but yeah, the actual events happened in 2013. So yeah, forgive me if it's dated a bit. But yeah, let me get out of this wind and the rain, and I'll find a little place to perch.
Whoa, what a cliffhanger. Yeah, here I am a bit later on, not on that aforementioned perch. No, I'm back in Tidbits Towers. Yeah, this one turned out to be a bloody long one, so I've decided to chop it up into two, just to milk out that festive fun. As mentioned earlier, sorry about the sound at the end there. It did go a bit weird, but that was me trying to sort of shield the mic from the rain. Part two will be coming in a few days. I think it's a lot better. But yeah, hit subscribe so you don't miss out. And if you put it to auto download at the time of release, that'll be really helpful with the stats and stuff. Yeah, send me a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. And yeah, really appreciate that. Have a Merry Christmas. See you later. Pikachu! Pikachu!